The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. I never heard that before. That was the comment from several people in Bible study this last Sunday. I never heard that before. We were studying a video series by a pastor. It's a good series, actually, of different aspects of our Christian faith. And so we watched the 10-minute video, and then we were discussing it. And in the discussion and the point of that Bible study was that Christians should be compassionate and show empathy for other people. And as we do, then we'll have a chance to evangelize. And the pastor ended with a story from Luke chapter 10, verse 25 to 37, and said, and we should do likewise. Now, let me summarize it. You're probably familiar with it. A teacher of the law came to Jesus and said, what is the greatest commandment? He was trying to trap Jesus. And Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Well, wanting to justify himself, the teacher of the law said, and who is my neighbor? Well, Jesus knew what was happening, and so instead of answering directly, the scripture goes on by saying, there was a man who was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. By the way, that's literally downhill. It's about a day's journey. And while walking, he fell among robbers. He was beaten and stripped and left for dead. A priest came along and saw him and passed on the other side of the road. A Levi came along and saw him and passed on the other side of the road. A Samaritan came along and saw him and had compassion on him. And literally, it is that word compassion. He poured oil on his wounds and bandaged him and took him to an inn and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave it to the innkeeper and said, take care of him, and when I come back, if there's any outstanding debt, we'll settle up. Jesus then said to this teacher of the law, so who was the neighbor? And the teacher of the law said, the man who had compassion. Some translations, by the way, say mercy. The man who had compassion. And that's the story the pastor used and said, and that's what we should do. And I heard all the discussion, and actually a lot of the discussion was interesting because people were saying, there's a lot of people in need today. When you're driving on the road, not that we who are blind are driving, but I see this with my wife as I'm with her. She says, almost every single major corner, there's somebody asking for money. And they have signs, and they'll sometimes come right up to your window. Sometimes you'll see people, we have one lady by our grocery store when you come out, she's asking for money. And there's always people in need. One lady said, I'm really concerned about stopping because as a lady, I don't know if they're going to attack me or not. I want to help, but I just don't know. And one person actually said, I asked this guy, hey, you willing to work? Yep. Okay, I hop in my car. I've got a job for you. I'll do it right away. And he gave excuse after excuse, and he wouldn't go. And Jim said, for that reason, I'm not going to go give money to anybody anymore because that's all they're doing is using this almost as their full-time livelihood. And so it was really a downer on trying to help people because it seemed like so many people are out there using the system, you could say, looking for people to gain money. Well, I finally then said, after all of this, but that isn't the point of this story. That's not why Jesus told it. And one person said, what do you mean? I said, well, too often Christians use this story, we call it the Good Samaritan, as a story that we should go and be compassionate as well, helping people. But that's really not what it's about. Jesus told it for the shock value. Because even as we think about and we'll all get nervous, well, the priest and the Levi, they were nervous too. The Levi probably was afraid of getting attacked by the robbers. It might have been a setup. That happens today. The priest, he would have gotten himself real dirty taking care of the guy, and that would have made him ceremonially unclean. He wouldn't have been able to serve in the temple for a month or so. And it was finally a Samaritan who helped the man who was at odds with Jews. Samaritans and Jews hated each other back then. Talk about race relationship. Ooh, boy, it was bad. And so Jesus used this story to point out how someone who hated a Jew helped a Jew. In race relationships, like I say, it was bad then, just as bad as it can be today. And the people would have went, that's impossible. No one would have done that. And that's the point, I said, of this story, the shock value. They would have realized this is the rabbi who's going around speaking of mercy and compassion, who's healing people, going out of his way to help people, and getting himself dirty. He was ceremonially unclean many times because he would touch lepers. He would heal people. He would talk to them, and he talked about God's mercy and compassion, not like the priests and the Levites about keeping this law and keeping that law. And his point was, no one is good enough. No one does this thing that the good Samaritan did. And they all looked at him, and they would have remembered this story once he went to the cross and died, and they heard the stories about how he was alive, and they would have realized, oh, it's Jesus who's the good Samaritan. And I said, that's the point of this story. We aren't good enough to get to heaven. As good as we try, as much as we try, we fail. It's Jesus who serves you and me, who bandages us and heals us and takes care of us, putting out money, more than money, put out his own life. As Luther said, not with silver or gold did he purchase us, but with his innocent suffering and death. He paid for our sin. And so the Good Samaritan is Jesus. He's the one who's had mercy and compassion on us. That's the point of the story. And that's when lifelong Christians, I've never heard that before. That was their response. And one guy said, tell me that again. And the whole point was, is it's not about us. It's about Jesus. I'd shared this with my daughter, Meg, at home. And we got talking, well, then why do Christians actually be good? And because technically we don't have to, because we can't be good enough. And I gave her a couple reasons why, to say thank you to God, or it's the right thing to do. But I gave a couple more, and Meg said, oh, that's the reason. I said, can I share it on the podcast? She said, absolutely. That's the reason we are good. I mentioned to her as one of the reasons is, if you were just a selfish, self-centered person who was only looking out for number one, and you used people to get to your advantage and didn't care about them and didn't go out of your way to help them, but actually smirked and smiled when they were disadvantaged and problem because it made you better and look good and you maybe stole from them. And then if you turned around and for that type of person and you said, oh, and by the way, God loves you, would they even believe you? And Meg said, absolutely not. I said, yeah, credibility. She said, yes, that's why we do good as Christians. Credibility. Because when we are good and kind to people, they'll realize, the God we're talking about is being good and kind and compassionate, merciful. Well, they see it sort of in us. And we can say, no, we're not that way perfectly, but Jesus is. He's the one who died for us. Then it makes sense. I was a bit surprised by their response. I've never heard of that. In fact, my daughter, Meg, who's been in church with me all the time, and for years and years, and Sunday school and sermons and you name it, she said, I've never heard that before. So I thought, well, I'll share it here on the podcast so that you could say, I've heard it, and I believe it. Jesus is the Good Samaritan. He was the one who had mercy and bound up my wounds spiritually to heal me. He's the one who was compassionate, giving of his very life, being willing to be beaten and killed on my behalf so that we might be forgiven and have everlasting life. And now I'm a Christian out of credibility because I wanted to tell others about the same God who loved me. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. You are the Good Samaritan. We were enemies, and yet you died for us to forgive us. Thank you. And Lord, help us, for credibility's sake, help others. Whether it be big or small, Lord, use those things, because you are the Good Samaritan. You can even take me, who's simply blind and just does smile or word of encouragement or a word of kindness, and you can make it so much more than that. You make it your love. Thank you, Jesus. Bless my friends who are listening. In your name I pray. Amen. Love to hear from you, especially if you have a story of how God used you in some special way that you were kind of surprised, like, wow, God used that? Because it happens all the time. You can write me at dave.andrus@not-alone.net, or you can simply respond to the email notice that I send out, and that reply comes back to me. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus@not-alone.net.